Hey, have you been thinking about taking a Disney vacation? Why go through all the hassles of weeding through the resorts and passes and dining and transportation on your own when Tracy at Our Laughing Place Travel can do it all for you? Tracy specializes in Disney travel and prides herself on excellent concierge-level service. She makes all of your dining and show reservations, helps you with fast passes, and makes your vacation stress-free. You just show up and start enjoying your Disney vacation. So, if you're thinking about taking a trip to a Disney park, Disney Cruise, Adventure by Disney, Aulani, Vero Beach, or Disney's Hilton Head, give Tracy a call. The best part is that there is no charge to you. Her services are absolutely free. Tracy's email is Tracy, that's T-R-A-C-E, at olptravel.com. Her phone number is 724-747-2732, or just log on to the website at www.olp.com.
All right, so what did you do this weekend, John?
Oh, I was hanging out with my good friend, Jim Corcus. What did you do this weekend?
Let me think. Where was I this weekend? Yeah, I think I was with you and Mr. Corcus.
Mr. Corcus, we had a phenomenal, a phenomenal meetup. We had like over 20 people there. Got to meet a lot of new friends.
Yeah, let's pull up the picture of
a
that.
A few older friends. That was fun.
Yeah, look at that group shot of us.
That's a
group of people.
That's a handsome looking group of people that we've got right there. Yeah. Had a great time. Jim was in the dead center of the room. Behind the goofy dude in the brown shirt. Information about the trains in Walt Disney. And there we were in this room surrounded by all these different pictures and memories.
Pacific.
It was amazing. We got to have lunch with Jim and just...
He regaled us with stories.
Yeah. Jeez.
He's like an encyclopedia of Disney. It's like, flip to chapter C.
Yeah.
What do you have on that? What do you have on the letter C, Jim?
Yeah, and he's hilarious, and he's got so many stories, and he's full
he's
of
done life. Many, many things at Disney, too.
Yeah, he's done a lot of things, period.
Yes,
like, I didn't know that he was on the Gong Show and a couple other different game shows. Yeah. Won a car.
Yep, won a car.
I didn't know that he had two brothers and that...
And they both worked for Disney, too.
So that was really cool.
It's like the Corcus legacy.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah. It's great. What was your number one takeaway from this weekend?
That secret fact that he told us about the tunnel.
Yeah.
The name of that tunnel.
Yeah.
Should we say it?
Nope. Nope. You're going to have to work for it, kids.
You're going to have to work for it. You're going to have to probably go to our YouTube channel and watch the video of Jim. Yeah. I think that's where we're going to put it, and then we'll link it up on Facebook, too, but it'll be out on the YouTube channel, too. And we hope that Jim's going to send us some secret videos.
Yeah, Jim said that he's got some videos that he's going to put on digital and send it over, so he's allowing us to post it on our YouTubes, Disney Parks. And
so we're going to create a Jim Corcus playlist.
Wing to our library.
And we're going to post a Theme Park Press, and Jim has written a ton. I think he writes a book a month.
Perkpress.com. You can also find his stuff on Amazon. But, you know, Theme Park Press is probably going
to
be
better. If you go to Amazon, just Google Jim Corcus, K-O-R-K-I-S, and you'll see. Well, I think he's on one page for you.
Yeah, we'll certainly put a link in the show notes, too. Yeah.
It's a ton of stuff.
It's just great. And just being... It's been a while since I've been at the Wilderness Lodge, and it just oh my gosh, it was refreshing for me to get out and get there. It was really, really good.
And they're getting very close to their July 17th opening of the Copper Creek Ridge.
Yeah,
is it Copper Creek? Yeah, Copper. Now I don't know which one is which anymore. So all the scrims are down, and the elevator construction walls are down.
Yeah.
And they're polishing the brass and getting ready to bust their ass.
There you go.
I wonder if they're still... no, the question would be, where did they move the concierge-level eating, drinking area to?
I have no idea.
Since those are kind of now rooms up there, so...
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
It'll be interesting.
Did you do anything else Disney this weekend?
No, that was it.
Me neither. Friday night, I can't remember what we did Friday night. Saturday was just like a... just
errands. Friday night. That I night. Feel like I did something for... Typhoon Lagoon.
Typhoon Lagoon. We were both at Typhoon Lagoon. I'm still getting the smell of chlorine off my hands.
We went to the DVC Moonlight Madness at Typhoon Lagoon.
Yeah, buddy.
And it's just there was a strange, weird night from.
So Tony,
So it was me and five of my friends,
right?
And. Allegedly, one of my friends was not going to go swimming. She doesn't swim.
Right.
So I said, fine, I won't bring my bathing suit, and we'll just hang out and have cocktails or drinks or, you know, chips and dips and whatever, you know, things. Wind up showing up without a bathing suit at Typhoon Lagoon. Wait, let me rephrase that. I went in the water swimming in my shorts.
Yeah, that didn't stop me. I worked on him all night long. So they have that giant wave pool.
Oh, yeah.
So I got him in the wave pool, and he got his feet wet, and then I got his knees wet, and then I got, like, the bottom part of his shorts wet, and then I strategically said, hey, why don't we go over in here and have a seat, knowing that we would just get plastered. And once he got fully wet, he was like, okay, we're good. And then we got in the Lazy River. Was great.
Yeah.
Except when it was like I-4 at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right.
Yeah, it got a little packed. But it was good. We had a great time. I can't thank you enough for allowing me to come along.
Yeah. It was a good time. I'm just dialed back the crowd just a notch. You know, you want to go to these events, and you make this as something. And when you hear everybody saying, well, there's a really long line, you're like, well, what's the point? I should just come during a regular day. You know, granted, it's for free, but still.
Right.
And the other thing that I beg then my question is, if they have lights in the park, why aren't you open later than dusk? Why aren't you open till 7 or 8 o'clock at night, or 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock at night?
I don't know.
You know, I understand you have to turn it over and clean it up, but still, you could probably go to 8 or 9 o'clock and still have enough time to turn over the, you know, clean up the sand, stack the chairs, you know, hose down the deck, get the stink of chlorine, get all the baby Ruths out of the pool. You know, whatever you got to do.
I mean, it was such a fun occasion. And the thing about it is you can't, there's certain that you can't get. Like, can you turn my camera on? If you're watching this live, I'm not going to be anywhere else. And it's just, because that's at night, you know, and it's just this great.
Yeah, it's just at dusk, perfect. It's a perfect, what happened to your phone there?
Oh, I dropped
it. Did you have a droppy oopsie?
Yeah, I had a droppy little oopsie. Yeah. But you can't get that shot anywhere else on the planet at because they closed the park so early.
Yeah.
But we had a great time. I can't thank you enough for letting me come hang out. We stayed kind of late, you know, 10:30, 11-ish.
Yeah. We didn't stay until midnight or 11:30 or whatever.
No, I couldn't do that.
Yeah. And it was... So I'm driving home. They give you they gave us complimentary towels, and thank you, Disney, for that, because I didn't know I was going to dry off without buying a $25 towel. But I got my car and turned on my seat warmers to kind of dry my shorts while I was driving home.
Yeah.
So anyway, we had a good time.
Yep.
They're coming. I think they're taking reservations for the Animal Kingdom Midnight Madness, which I am not doing.
Yay.
I don't want to be there. But they are doing one at Epcot, and we are signing up for that, because I'd like to go to Epcot.
Sweet.
And, you know, see some of it with only 20,000 of my closest friends.
Well, everybody, and welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast. My name is Park Hopper John. Joining me, as always, is the lovely and talented and fresh Newcastle Nova from Disney by the Numbers. We've got a great show for you. We are going to talk about a lot of the news, some stuff that we really got, some rumors, some fun stuff, and I can't wait to share some of that with you. So you ready to get into it? You got anything you want to add before we get?
No.
All right, so I guess there's nothing we can do but get into the news.
Yeah.
All right,
wait, I have one thing first.
Right.
Point to that object up there.
This right here?
Yep. This is, we're going to try and do this each week, and you can make your comments during the show if you want. But if you can tell us what that object is.
This?
Yes. There's more to that object than meets the eye. If you have one, or if you know about what it is, tell us during the show, you know, make your comment, and we'll tell you if you're right or not. So, be careful when you shake that.
Oh, okay. Is there an egg in it?
No.
Okay.
But it is old, I will say that. It's Ooh. From Toy Story.
Yes.
And they argue that there are two others similar to that.
Yep. And just a prize.
That is not a prize.
You do not win this.
You do not win that.
You don't win the ears.
You can have the ears.
Nova.
I will send you something if you come up with the right answer. We'll see. Sweet. There'll be some things in our toy chest.
All right. Ready to get into it?
I'm in.
Excellent. There's a new nighttime entertainment coming to Disney's Hollywood Studios that celebrates the decades of film from the Disney family of studios. Didn't we already have this come out?
We kind of did, but this is more detailed information.
This is more of a soft opening. Now yeah. We've got the for realsies.
Yeah, we got the for realsies.
Star-struck guests visiting Disney's Hollywood Studios this summer will have a front row seat for movie classics in an all-new entertainment experience called Disney Movie Magic. The nightly 10-minute performance bathes the park's iconic Chinese theater in breathtaking projection mapping technology that brings to life scores of classic movie moments from the Disney family of film studios. Chimney sweeps from Mary Poppins, Step in Time over the rooftops of London, a playful Captain Jack Sparrow swashbuckles his way across the high seas from Pirates of the Caribbean. Tron Legacy light cycles speed through the grid, and Lumiere from Beauty and the Beast invites you to be his guest. These and other cinematic gems that have lit up silver screens around the world play across the facade of the theater in the fast-paced Disney movie magic. From Disney classics like Mary Poppins to the contemporary blockbusters like Pirates of the Caribbean and this summer's big hit, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Set to Searchlights Painting the Skies and a musical score composed and arranged by Michael Patti of Star Wars A Galactic Spectacular in Starbright Holidays, Disney Movie Magic puts guests right in the middle of their beloved Disney films. All genres are represented, including musicals, romance, comedies, classics, fantasy, sci-fi, animation, and adventure. Disney Movie Magic begins fittingly with Walt Disney himself. The red carpet footage featuring Walt is from the 1964 premiere of Mary Poppins, which took place at Grauman's Chinese Theater in Hollywood. What unspools from there is pure movie magic. From The Jungle Book to Beauty and the Beast, from 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea to Cinderella, from Swiss Family Robinson to The Love Bug, with the front of the theater a dramatic canvas, decades of movie magic is presented nightly now this summer at Disney's Hollywood Studios, in addition to regular performances of Star Wars, A Galactic Spectacular.
Yeah, they're really running the full gamut of, like, it off with Mr. Disney himself.
Yes.
I can't say full show
right
when now they don't have Mr. Disney there. You know.
Yes, and, you know, that they're doing that, and we have the rumors of what they're doing with the Great Movie Ride.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it makes sense now that they have this this on the front of the Great Movie Ride facade. So, and this is cool. I haven't seen this yet.
Yeah.
But I really want to go check it out. Wow, Mike. Jeez, I'm just blown out.
Yeah, I think when you put your camera up,
oh,
the whiteness kind of.
Yeah. No worries. I can fix it.
Blow out the.
Hey, put it back on me for a second.
Okay.
Wait. I have to edit this part out.
That's a little better.
Yeah.
And that's just, oh, there you go. Now it's got focused. There you go.
There we go.
That's good.
Have to tease it, play with it. No, nope. Didn't do nothing. No. Nope. And?
No, it looks fine here.
Okay,
maybe
good.
Take a second on Facebook.
Sweet. Okay, great. Nope, live video interrupted. Awesome. Even better. Go ahead.
All right, next up. We have Eat to the Beat concerts are coming, and sadly this year, there are only going to be 32 musical acts this year.
Only 32.
Only 32. They will begin starting August 31st.
Right.
You heard me. August 31st. And they will end on November 13th. Yes, you heard me. That's 4 months of musical acts in Epcot.
Sort of.
Sort of. All right. The concerts will take place nightly. Not nightly. Is it nightly?
Yeah.
It's nightly. From 5:30, 6:45, and 8 p.m. daily. And the lineup is subject to change. I am not going to give you the dates, but I will tell you some of the bands that are coming. And I will tell you if they're new or is new. Baha Men, new.
Let the dogs out.
Nikki Thompson. Thomas.
There
I keep
go.
Saying it every time. new this year. Watch The Voice. The Plain White Tees are coming back. Sister Hayden. Air Supply. David Cook, who's an American Idol. We got a Voice contestant.
Yeah, Albanese in America's Got Talent.
Yeah.
Good.
Sugar Ray is coming back. 38 Special. And then we have a new one, Mark Willis. Mark Wills.
There you go.
Okay, says the same thing the wrong time.
Yep.
Another new act, American Authors.
My life.
And then returning is Christopher Cross.
Nice.
And then we have another new act, Devin Allman. I don't really know them.
I wonder if he's related to the Allman Brothers in some way.
I don't know. Or Devo.
I doubt it.
That's what I'd like to see. Devo and B-52s.
Oh, B-52s would be amazing.
Get
on that, Disney.
Yeah, Dennis DeYoung, Osborne, new postmodern jukebox. John says these, and they got another new act, the 10,000 Maniacs. Toad the Wet Sprocket is returns time. I have a feeling it's going to be big.
He's going to be great.
I think people are going to want to go see that.
Yep.
Also returning is Billy Ocean, and then our young Tiffany is returning.
Young Tiffany.
And also returning is the Young Hansons.
Yeah, buddy.
Got a new one, Blue October. Know nothing about them.
I don't know much
them.
About them.
Another returning favorite is Living Color, and then Boys to Men. And you would think I'm going to say the last band, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, but you would be wrong. Disney's got yet one more thing for you.
Really?
They got Squeeze coming to end it all.
Yeah. I cannot wait.
Yeah, Squeeze them in.
I can't wait.
I can't either.
Devin Allman is Greg Allman's son. One of Greg Allman's kids. So when it's like, you know, whatever, what's the name of the Ragged and Dirty?
Yeah.
I mean, like ragged and dirty, like dirt, dust. I don't mean it's like ragged and dirty. I think it's probably legit. So that'd be cool. That'd be really cool. I'm really excited about this. I there's a band.
There's a couple I want to see.
Yeah, there's a few on there that I'm like, meh. Mm. But there's a few on there that I'm really, really excited for.
Yeah. And don't forget, we mentioned this earlier too, they still have dining packages for this. So you can do breakfast, lunch, or the thing that'll be interesting, which I'm not sure if Chase will have their cup last year. You had to get your wristband early in the morning.
Yeah.
Once we find out more about the wristband action, we'll let you know.
So in the chat room, Darren's like, some of those acts only have one hit song.
Yes.
That is true. That's because they're not expensive to hire.
It's not Bruce Springsteen or Taylor Swift.
That's right. And remember, you're getting that concert as a part of your daily pass.
Right.
So I mean,
they're not charging you extra.
Yeah.
Yet.
Yeah. Not yet. If you want to, expensive seat, they'll probably figure that out for you.
Oh yeah.
And Mr. Wright has a guess for what's in the lunchbox.
All right.
Yeah, have to go check that out in the chat room.
All right.
Hey, so Walt Disney World is going to salute Independence Day with all American fireworks displays and more. There's no better place to celebrate the red, white, and blue this 4th of July than at Walt Disney World Resort. Nighttime spectaculars will light up each park. Disney Celebrates America, a 4th of July concert in the sky, will take place at the Magic Kingdom as it commemorates the 4th with brilliant fireworks choreographed to patriotic music. The red, white, and blue extravaganza will bathe the sky on both July 3rd and 4th at 9 p.m. Now, Illuminations, Reflections of Earth, which is the nighttime Epcot favorite, was going to add a patriotic twist to the show with a special laser light finale celebrating all the countries of the world, but mostly America.
America.
Fireworks that will blast off at 9 p.m. Basically, they do like a patriotic tag at the end of... They don't do anything in the middle of illuminations. It's a tag on the end, right. Usually. And those fireworks on the 4th of July will be at 9 o'clock. Star Wars, the Galactic Spectacular, they're celebrating as an icon of great Americana. That takes to the sky at 9:30. And Rivers of Light has nothing to do with celebrating the United States.
Right.
But it's a great connection with nature through light, water, and fire. So take that as Disney branding. That has two shows nightly at 9:15 and at 10:30. A 10:30 show.
I know. It's crazy.
At Animal Kingdom, no less.
Wow.
So if you want to come celebrate the 4th of July at Disney, you can go to Walt Disney World, or... if you don't want to pay the price, you can just come to my house and watch it from the pool.
Yeah.
But you got to find me first.
Yeah. So if you are coming, so you have your choice now. What I would do is I would see the Magic Kingdom show on the 3rd.
Yep.
And then go see one of the other shows on the 4th.
Right.
And you're getting two 4th of July shows for the price of one.
There you go. So. Or go see the show.
And the Magic Kingdom show is a good show to see.
Yeah. Go see the Magic Kingdom show on the 3rd. And then come to my house. Bring some good
John's
beer.
Address is.
Yeah. Yeah. So come do that. It's good. It's great. There's a right down the street from our house is a hill. Crazy. And you go.
Hill. What are you saying?
I mean, it's probably.
What percentage of grade are we talking? 1%, 2%?
It's probably about 35 feet above sea level. But the problem is you can see all of Walt Disney World. So what we're thinking about doing is taking.
Just parking the car with a sixer.
Parking a car with a sixer and just sitting there watching.
You know, I've been told this, and I know it's true because I've been told this. The fireworks music is broadcast on a radio frequency. That if you know what the frequency is, you can tune your radio to it.
Yeah, I think we're probably far away for that.
I don't know.
Who knows?
If it's a 10-watt station, that's, you know... are you within 10 miles, you think?
No, I think we're probably further out. Nah. We're probably close to the Animal Kingdom, though. Nah. Probably the Rivers of Light.
Rivers of Light.
Which, by the way, I should put this. If you're listening to the show, it's a shameless plug for my blog, so forgive me for that, Tony. But we do this really cool thing on Mondays called Music Monday, and we basically feature a Spotify playlist. We should probably do the Rivers of Light because they just released it on Spotify a couple weeks ago.
I am.
So I've been listening to that on Spotify. That's been pretty cool. It's pretty good music. It's not the music. I don't remember the music the night that we saw that preview. You know, weren't you with me when they just did the two songs? Were you with me, or is that just me and Rick?
The Rivers of Light?
Yeah, like the little preview. Yeah, no.
We saw a Jungle Book thing.
Yeah. But they were doing they did the one little section. They had the flowers open up, and they did a little bit of the projection stuff.
Yeah.
I don't remember that being the
music. Is it good music?
Oh, yeah.
All right. I didn't like the music I was hearing. It's coming up. Don't forget, we have a meetup July 15th at the Scat Cat Club over at the French Quarter. And I was the water drink stop. Had to empty the tank.
You had a pee-pee water drink?
Yeah, to empty the tank and just checking out their menu and some of the drinks. So, yeah, it looks like it's going to be good stuff. And then finally, I think what I'm going to do is, in order to get a better head count... I think a couple of people have RSVP'd. I may send them back their money, but I need people to RSVP. So if you are going to come, at least tell us on the Facebook event. So go to facebook.com/DisneyParksPodcast, click on events, and then RSVP to the Grand Villa, so that we know that you're coming or not, so we get a pretty good head count.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget, we have some great merch now in the Disney Parks Podcast store. Go to disneyparkspodcast.com/shop. We have some great mouse pads and coasters, and coming soon go check that out, because that is some really cool stuff. And next up, John published a great book, And it is called The Disney Bucket List. Must be very funny. 100 Ways to Experience the Magic of the Magic Kingdom.
Magic of the Magic Kingdom.
Go to www.parkhoppers.com. Is it /book?
No, I can't even. No, just go to www.parkhoppers.com
and click
on the link.
Yeah, click on the book link. John will sign it and ship it to you and send it to you. And what are you charging this month?
It's 15. Back up to 15.
15. So sales over, kids. If you missed it, shame on you.
Yep.
I also have a book. Go to DisneyByTheNumbers.com. On the left-hand side, click on book, and you can pick up the book. I sign them and number them.
Tuck away.
I sign them and number them and then add you to the list that you can find out what number you've been.
That's because Tony likes to track all his people.
I like to track all my people. I give everybody a cookie.
He's like Google. he's the Google
I
of the.
Know what my people are
doing.
He's the
Google of the Disney community. Yeah. Hey, my aunt's in the room.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Jan.
Your aunt is in the room.
I got Familia in the room.
All right. Don't forget to rate us and review us over on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, wherever you find us. That also helps. And if you love to leave us a message, drop us a note at 407-413-9010 and tell us all the goodness that you are doing in the parks. That's we right. do get email. Our friend Vince sends us emails all the time of
Absolutely.
Stuff in the park. Gary texts me stuff that he's doing and seeing. And so it is fun to hear from you all when you're in the parks.
Yep.
So next in the news.
Wait, don't we need to talk about Patreon?
We'll talk about it.
Okay,
we'll
get all right, to it. That's fine.
The news is that this little bugger, the permits have been filed for what we're calling a Ratatouille ride in France, in Epcot.
The rumors are true.
Let the rumor mill churn them on out. Actually, this is not really a rumor because these are permits that have been filed.
Yep.
So this is going to happen. Now, we don't know what this is. I am sure Mr. Chapek will tell us all about this at D23 at the parks event. So if you're going to the D23 and would like to stream it live if you can, I don't think you will. They usually ban people from bringing in their phones and cameras and videos and all that stuff. But tell us about it. So this is saying that you can see from the image that we're showing you there, the expansion pad between France and Morocco. And expansion pads were originally designed to World Showcase. So when they need to make them grow a little bit bigger, they added these expansion pads, which was, I guess, good thinking.
Yep.
Smart. But now they're being consumed by stupid things like parking trailers and and food and wine booths and other things.
Parking.
Yeah, or parking for the management, which shouldn't be parking there. So as well as all the additional space behind the France Pavilion is going to be consumed, the show building will be built on the expansion pad, and the queue area will travel behind the existing France Pavilion and connect to an existing guest area in the front of the pavilion. My guess is going to be on the right-hand side, where the little garden thing. According to the permit, the area inside the red outline totals about 5.7 acres. So that's going to be a pretty big.
Plenty of room.
2.94 acres of the current previous area. The other side of the Avenue of Stars. Avenue of Stars is a access road. Okay, so it doesn't obviously go
right
in the front part where the guests are, but it goes from perimeter.
Right.
Let's see. To hold the additional runoff, then they'll add the impervious area. Several buildings will also be removed, but some additional buildings will be built to replace them. Obviously, I think a lot of the stuff back there is trailers, so they're going to be taking a lot of those down, probably putting up some permanent infrastructure.
They will probably be guarding the wine cellar with armed guards.
That's going to be interesting what they're going to do with that.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure they've got access to that. That's not going to be infringed upon by the attraction, because I saw in one of the stories they had an outline of where the footprint would be.
When I took the tour with the manager there, he shows me on his iPhone. He goes, "I can see this wine anywhere I am in the world."
That's right. That's right.
He says, and then as soon as somebody opens that door,
I know
you gotta get triggered.
I always feel like somebody's watching me.
Yeah, he is. So as you can see, also on that image, that some of the expansion pad is being used for storage. Food kiosk, you can see all stacked up there,
right,
for the Food and Wine Festival or Arts Festival, whatever, they're all going to be have to move. The ride is rumored to be the trackless Ratatouille, the adventure attraction from Disneyland Paris.
Sweet. That's going to be great. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Interesting. I think D23 this year is going to shock us with some things.
I think it's going to be very shocking.
Yeah. I think we're going to be blown away by some of the announcements.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
I hope they do. I don't think they will.
Man, that's a long story.
Yeah.
All right, next. Yes. There's a big rumor that Kessler Collection is likely to open a new Grand Bohemian Hotel near Hollywood Studios, which would be on the site of the Swan and Dolphin tennis courts, which is an interesting concept, I think. Rumors have been circulating that Marriott would be looking to grow their presence at Walt Disney World by leveling the site of the Swan and Dolphin tennis courts. We have some ideas of their plans for the space. Rumor plans is that the Kessler Collection Resort, possibly another Grand Bohemian resort for Orlando, which would be operated by Marriott at Walt Disney World, would be what they build there. A source inside the Marriott organization has informed certain people that the Kessler Collection will likely be constructing a hotel on the former tennis court site. Kessler Collection Hotels are part of Marriott's Autograph Collection. Owned by Kessler and operated by Marriott, Kessler already has a strong presence in Central Florida with a Grand Bohemian Hotel Orlando, Bohemian Hotel Celebration, and the Castle Hotel Orlando. So it would be not very strange for them to have another location here in Walt Disney World. The Kessler Hotels are typically smaller, luxury lifestyle hotels, which be about right for a plot of that size. The hotels are typically themed to their location, and this plot would be just across the street from Disney's Hollywood Studios and the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror. So that would be a phenomenal place for one of those hotels. The outdoor covered space near Fantasia Gardens would also be leveled for additional parking. Adjacent to Fantasia Gardens, mini golf should remain in operation despite the proximity of hotel courses, which would be a plus for Disney. Of course, none of this has been confirmed. Consider it a rumor, but it seems highly likely at this time. It's unknown such a project would commence. But likely it would be very soon to coincide with the opening of Star Wars Land.
Yeah, they should leave the mini golf because then they could say, we're right next to a golf course. Oh, wait, it's mini golf.
Hey, so?
Oh, you didn't ask if it was mini golf or regular golf.
Yeah, well, it is next to a golf course. It's, you know, it almost touches the Lake Buena Vista Country Club, golf club, sort of. It's right down the street.
Yeah, it's right there.
The Bohemian Celebration is gorgeous. I would love to stay there.
Yeah, that's nice. And I hear the one downtown, of course, from the Phillips Arts Center is even nicer.
Wow.
That's where all the acts stay when they're right across the street. I'm like, why are you telling everybody where you're going to be? Now we're all running out the door.
Right.
So that we can go stand in front and wait for you.
Yeah.
You know,
well, he went to dinner first and then waited you guys out and then came in the back
door. I'm sure
door.
The police gave him an escort back
I'm
there.
I'm sure they did.
Sure. Okay, I love when they bring things back, you know, Orange Bird and things like that. And now the Pirates of the Caribbean, the classic Talking Skull, is returning.
Yep.
The Talking Skull has returned to the Pirates of the Caribbean attraction in the Magic Kingdom here in Orlando. Just before the drop, thunder rumbles and the skull's eyes flash with a strike of lightning, which is your picture being taken. And then the talking skull has a few brief words for the guests. But unfortunately for Disney traditionalists, the voice is no longer the it's probably somebody else. Hmm. Or probably somebody that wanted to sound like Extensio.
Yeah.
The addition is part of Disney's adding a trying to do this on all the attractions. I think they're going to try and add some video too on a lot of the coaster attractions.
Cool.
I think most of them have it now, but I think they're going to try and add more.
Mm-hmm.
Disney removed the classic talking skull from the Magic Kingdom's Pirates back in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be long time gone. Like almost 11 years.
Yep.
If my math is correct. Yeah.
Yeah. That's. that's cool. I mean, I love what I love about it the most is, you know, we rant and rave a lot about how Disney just throws stuff around, puts stuff up, and takes things away.
Right.
This is kind of a nice use of something classic that they brought back. Mm-hmm. It's nostalgia, but I'm a big fan of it. I think it's good.
Did they say, hey, somebody, go get that skull out of storage? Bring that skull back.
Call up Tony Baxter and say, hey, we need our skull back.
Can you take that out of your living room and bring it over?
Yeah. The award-winning Frozen songwriting team signs a new deal with Disney Music Publishing.
Yay us.
So Disney Music just signed on the Academy Award-winning married duo responsible for many of the songs that made the Frozen soundtrack so successful. Kristen Anderson Lopez and Robert Lopez are now part of the Disney Music Group. This news was recently announced by Disney Music Group President Ken Bunt. The couple said of the deal, quote, "We are thrilled to be working with Ken and his incredible team at Disney Music Group and grateful, as always, to be able to call Disney home," end quote. The pair is credited with 8 songs and soundtrack. This deal includes, as well as Lopez's work for the Book of Mormon, Avenue Q, and Anderson Lopez's In Transit and Winnie the Pooh music. The 2014 year-end Billboard 200 chart ranked the Frozen soundtrack as the best-selling album, and it was the first soundtrack to achieve that status since 1998's Titanic and the first Disney soundtrack to top the charts since 1965's Mary Poppins.
Wow.
Holy cow. It has sold more than 4.2 million copies and is certified quadruple platinum. It received Grammy Awards for Best Compilation Soundtrack for Visual Media, as well as Best Song Written for Visual Media for Let It Go, meaning that he has won the Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony Awards. He joined... That's right, man. You've got successful people. Lock them down to a contract.
We're going to need some of your profits over here in our coffers.
Yes.
Make money off of you.
Yes. We will make lots of money.
And you shall only get your little stipend. Yeah. I don't know. So does that mean that we're going to get just more music from them, or they're going to write music for movies, or?
Well, that means that when they go to do the second Frozen music, you know, they don't have to worry about all the extra contracts they have to sign.
Right.
These people are under contract, so they don't have to worry about all the rigmarole with getting their agent bought in and their companies involved. Now they've signed a contract, so it's just much easier for them to create and put the music out. Right. And Disney owns all the music.
Yeah, I'm sure. Okay, next up, Disney Quest will be closing, and here's the good news. July 4th, very nice of them, at 7 a.m., Disney cast members will have the privilege and opportunity to turn off all the arcade systems from the iconic indoor interactive theme park. Cast members will be able to bid online for more than 100 arcade games and Guitar Hero. Minimum bids are as low as $100 and may go as high as 10 grand. What machine is 10 grand?
What Disney cast member has $10,000 lying around?
They work for you. You know how much they make. None of them have 10 grand. Look at their paychecks. Tell me if any of them made 10 grand this year.
Well, let me better stated, how many of them have 10 grand lying around that they can spend on a video game?
Yeah. A portion of all the proceeds will also then support local charities. As a reminder, this is making way for the fabulous NBA experience at Walt Disney World Resort. And Disney Quest will be closed. Cast members can still enjoy the iconic indoor activity park this weekend. It's half price.
Yeah, why not? Why not? Maybe we could do that on, what, Saturday?
Saturday, Sunday?
Friday night?
Monday?
Yeah. Either one.
I'm off on Monday.
Yeah. We can go Monday. We can go Monday. So you said you want to do something. There you go.
There we go.
Here's the funny thing. These games have been bought and paid for. I don't mean in the truest sense. I mean, you buy a video game for $100,
right?
And you have to collect X amount of dollars to pay for that game,
mm-hmm.
and then upkeep,
right?
So you're charging everybody that comes in. So I'm sure that all these games have been paid for time right. over and mm-hmm. over again, especially like Pac-Man and
yeah.
you know, maybe not the Wreck-It
Ralph. Back in the day, you used to have to put money in.
Right. You know, but still, a portion of the proceeds. Why not all the proceeds?
Building that close something.
The NBA experience is going to pay for all that. Disney's not going to any of that. Disney's not going to go in and tear it. Disney's going to go in and tear all the stuff that they want down, and then they come in and.
Yeah. I don't know if they're going to level that building. I think they're just going to do it.
They're just going to.
Yeah. Gut it, probably. Yeah. How many floors? It's five floors.
Five stories of fun.
What would NBA do with five floors?
One floor would be a restaurant. One could be like a game watching. A couple floors would be, you could play.
Basketball
stuff. And basketball. Hall of Fame kind of thing. You know, a little Hall of Fame. You know, you could have meet and greets. You could wheel out some of the old players. And
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Well, they probably need three Larry floors Burr. Just because he's so tall. You know, that'd be fun.
Yeah, be interesting. We'll see what it's about.
Hey, did you know that it's the Marvel Superhero Summer?
I did not.
You wouldn't know that if you were at Magic Kingdom, or Walt Disney World, but at Disneyland and now at Hong Kong Disneyland, Marvel Superhero Summer has arrived. New recruits can go grab S.H.I.E.L.D. agent credentials and a personalized ID and designate it at a designated location before going on missions. At Hong Kong Disneyland, you can visit Captain America's A Hero's Welcome, where Cap will personally welcome new recruits to the team and meet the legendary web-slinger at the Spider-Man heroic encounter. Of course, also meet Iron Man himself. Then you can walk through Mission Dimensions of Danger and help Doctor Strange before it falls into the hands of Hydra. In order to save Hong Kong, agents will battle alongside Black Widow and Hawkeye, join forces with much more. Of course, the Expo Shop also has new themed costumes, toys, personalized products, and you'll find new food and beverage items exclusive to the resort. Hong Kong Disneyland also teamed up with Marvel to introduce an all-new limited edition Marvel comic book, Iron Man Experience, Hong Kong Heroes Number 1. And printed copies are for sale during Marvel Superhero Summer only at Hong Kong Disneyland Resort. The Marvel team, along with a Hong Kong artist and Hong Kong-based writer, spent 2 months crafting the comic set in Hong Kong. The story debuts a new armored hero who joins Iron Man and the other superheroes to stop the bad guys from taking the secret treasure hidden in Hong Kong's Stark Expo.
Yeah.
That's...
And none of it will be coming here.
Mm-mm. Nope. You're not going to see anybody trying to take over Orlando.
Yeah. You were telling me about the S.H.I.E.L.D. thing they were doing.
Yeah, they had patents filed recently for an interactive game that's going to include... Be able to put like an arm gauntlet on, and they'll have a shield, and they'll be able to throw it.
Right.
It'll simulate throwing the shield, and if it hits the target, it could come back to them. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I don't know where that's going to be.
Probably Hong Kong
or Shanghai. But that'd be kind of fun. It'd be a fun little virtual reality thing. If it's for something large scale like that, or I didn't read the patent, so it may even well be like a video game, maybe. If they wanted to, like with the new Xbox that's coming out or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe it's Captain America's. It's Captain America's S.H.I.E.L.D. game.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know.
All right, let's get into some headline news.
Oh, yeah.
All right. This is not a political podcast, so curb your comments. That our president, Donald Trump, will speak on the new opening.
As the last several seated presidents have spoken.
Correct. They've not been able to nail down the time and date to do the recording, so once that happens, we'll have a date.
I will never forget the video that Disney put out. I can't believe they put it out to begin with.
Of Obama?
Yeah.
What? What's the Hall of Presidents?
What's the Hall of Presidents? Oh, where's that?
Yeah.
You know, okay. I'm a Disney fan.
Yeah.
You know, but he said that. Oh, really? That sounds great. Where's that at?
Yeah.
At the Magic Kingdom, sir. Oh, that's great. Where was that? Disneyland? Yeah. It's Walt Disney, sir.
Yeah.
Oh, what Hall of Presidents? What's that? Yeah, they're going to make an anime.
It's in a state called Florida.
Dude, they're going to...
You're only there 9 times.
They're going to make a fake you.
You made an announcement from the Magic Kingdom.
In the Magic Kingdom.
In the Magic Kingdom, right.
Shut down the whole damn park.
Yeah.
I forgot that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You might want to remember those things.
He was talking about jobs that day, and like half the cast members couldn't go to work.
And he was also talking about how they were going to speed up people in Brazil to get their visas.
Oh, yeah.
That the U.S. was going to help them do that in places they can mail them to the U.S. Because some people live so far away from the visa processing place.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Thanks. Thanks for crowding up our Magic Kingdom.
Okay. Obama, Bush, Trump. Okay, now we're going to go to the Magic Kingdom. We're going to make this announcement. We're going to be talking about Brazilians. Oh, that's a great idea. Brazilians here at the Magic Kingdom. It's freaking... Nothing against Brazil, or if you're for a Brazilian, totally insane. I just can't imagine that somebody from Disney said maybe the best place. Who knows? All right, next.
Next up, Mr. Ron Howard is now.
Opie's going to direct Han Solo.
Yeah. The question that was on the internet is how's Tom Hanks? Has a little Tom Howard, Tom Hanks in it.
From what I've heard.
He could be, Han Solo's father? No, he can't be Han Solo's
okay,
father.
Okay, so the guys that Ron.
Han Solo's uncle?
Yeah. So the two guys who were directing that Ron Howard's replacing were the guys that did like the Batman, did the Lego movie.
Lego movie, yeah. I heard, according to Entertainment Weekly magazine, that they had a difference of creative direction.
Oh, yeah, they had a big...
As it was quoted in the magazine.
Variety, Hollywood Reporter,
yeah.
Were reporting that there was a lot of creative differences. It was too funny.
Mm.
And then when the announcement was made that Ron Howard would be taking over, people started cheering on the crew. Because there apparently things weren't going well.
Yeah. Okay.
And you know those two guys are super talented. Were they matched well with the Han Solo movie?
Mm.
Do I want Han Solo to be funny? Yes.
But I think more sarcastic than funny.
Yeah, but not a comedy movie. I don't want it to be a comedy movie.
Yeah. Mobile ordering is making some more expansions into Restaurant Thesaurus.
God bless you.
And the Deluxe Burger over at Disney Springs. Woo-hoo! So I don't know why. I guess I know why you need it, because there's always a line at that place. Because there's only 10 seats and usually one person taking an order, so I can get it now. The Hollywood Walk of Fame is adding stars for Minnie Mouse. And look for Minnie. Shame on me.
I can't believe that the Minnie doesn't have one. Minnie Mouse.
Yeah.
And doesn't Donald Duck have one?
Yeah.
That's a travesty. Yeah, I can't believe that because of Star Wars.
I bet I bet Carrie Fisher has one.
They're not really related. Working stuff. I'm shocked he hasn't had one by now, but good for them.
Yeah. I'll ask you, John. Residents are now complaining that the new Magic Kingdom fireworks is throwing debris all over their cars and lawns, and they have to clean this up and wipe them off every morning.
I don't live that close to the Magic Kingdom.
There was even one guy who's hired somebody to come to his house every morning and clean off his car and his lawn of all the debris. Is he living in the parking lot in a car? How close to, and I don't know.
I can see on high wind days that happening.
This is an everyday occurrence, they're saying.
I don't know where these people are living that close. I know that I know the apartment complex, but those are all cast members.
Yeah.
And if cast members are griping about I just can't say. I know there's several communities on that road, that city during Cinco de Mayo and 4th of July and New Year's with all the store-bought stuff, but, you know. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
Next up, you can now rent Surrey bikes and beach cruisers at the Art of Animation and Pop Century. So if you need something to do or you need to get from, you know, your far away room to the lobby, maybe you can rent a bike.
I know.
To get to the lobby. Hey, Dad, I'm going to take the bike to the lobby. Sure, son.
I mean, if you want to ride a bike, that's a great place because you could do a pretty long ride.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you can ride through all the Pop Resort and then all the Orbit of Animation Resort.
Yeah. Okay.
Coming up this month, Netflix is going to stream Rogue One.
Yep.
That's gonna be Star Wars story. That's not related to any other Star Wars story.
That's right. It doesn't end well for everybody. Spoiler. Oh, I'm sorry. Spoiler. Everybody dies.
Hey, we're doing something a little bit different on Facebook if you want to join us. If you go to facebook.com/DisneyParksPodcast and you have a question, put in your question with the hashtag AskIt, A-S-K-I-T, and we will ask your questions on Facebook. So if you want to do that,
yep,
let's do that. And that's it. Excuse me. That's it for this week's show. We got nothing left in the tank. We're running on ES.com. On Facebook at facebook.com/DisneyParksPodcast, on Twitter at Disney Podcaster, and wherever else you can find us. I'm sure if you just type the words Disney Parks Podcast, something will come up in the Google Parks.